You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As America gets older, the question of just who's going to care for grandma and grandpa becomes more complicated and more urgent. Consider this: the number of Americans over age 65 will more than double in less than 50 years. Patricia Smith is a professor of economics at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. Her piece for The Conversation explores why the daunting economics of elder care are about to get much worse. Patricia, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're bringing to this story not just your skills as an economist, but your life's experience because your mother has dementia?
Correct. My mother has a type of dementia where we're fortunate she still recognizes us, but she certainly can't care for herself.
And you're saying that situation your family in is really a microcosm of a bigger problem.
Right. For now, we're fortunate that I have a sister who can take care of our mother, but we can't count on that indefinitely. Nor can our society count on family members, especially wives and daughters, to take care of the growing number of elderly.
Which pretty much we've done, and I have to say, I'm going to throw some numbers out here that you put into your story that I thought were jaw-dropping. More than 43 million people providing loved ones with $470 billion worth of care, and that is more than the gross domestic product of 170 of the world's 196 nations. That's not sustainable, is it?
No, it's impossible to expect people to keep providing that much so-called free care, especially because there's more and more old people. Like you said, the population over 65 is going to double soon. The population over 75, 85 is growing even faster because we're living longer. Mm-hmm. And so there's more of us being old. More of us are going to live long enough to get chronic conditions like dementia. And families have been having fewer and fewer children.
That's the thing I'm thinking. As baby boomers get older, the thing that started with baby boomers, having fewer children.
So there's going to be fewer kids out there to take care of growing numbers of older parents. And a lot more older people are entering the retirement years single because of divorce. So a lot of people rely on spouses in addition to their children. And so it's really clear this is a major problem. We can see it coming. Why aren't we planning for it?
Well, and if there's no one like your sister to take care of mom or grandma, well, then we start looking for paid caregivers, or you hope to move your loved one into a nursing home. Let's just start with that institutional care. Too costly for most of us?
It's very expensive. Medicaid and Medicare won't pay a whole lot unless you're sufficiently poor and meet certain conditions. You'd have to move your parent or loved one into, you know, a shared living arrangement. Most of us would, to make it affordable, and that can be very distressing. And most older people I know want to stay in their home. I want to stay in my home as long as possible, too. I can totally understand it. And sometimes it's cheaper.
And I would suspect it helps keep that senior grounded in the reality of being surrounded by familiar things. And so for a long-term situation, better for them.
Yes, especially those with dementia, like my mother, is only comfortable with very familiar things. We have to watch the same TV shows. We have the same conversations. We have the same food. Because anything unfamiliar is very distressing to her. So imagine putting her in an institution with, you know, a stranger as a roommate. It doesn't bode well.
No, it doesn't bode well. So paid caregivers. So what are the economic problems that we're facing right now with paid caregivers? We'll talk about the future in a bit, but right now.
Well, we already have shortages in some part of the country for paid caregivers. So you would think if the labor market worked like we learn in our basic economic classes.
Supply and demand.
There's a shortage because of growing demand. You would think the price would rise and that would attract more people to the caregiving profession. But that's not what we see happening, at least not yet. The wages are pretty stagnant for personal home care aides. They average about $10.50 an hour, comes up to about a little over $22,000 per year. Most of these people qualify for government aid, like food stamps. I mean, it's not a high-paying profession. It doesn't have benefits. It often isn't recognized or have status, respect. And so, of course, people aren't flocking into this. We're not making it very worthwhile.
And thus we rely on immigrants, which leads to the next problem.
The next problem is often about 25% of our paid care workers are immigrants. Often when we have a shortage of labor in a particular industry, we rely on immigrants to fill that gap. But if we are undertaking these policies to restrict immigration to the United States, then we're cutting down on a pool of people who could be helping us with this really critical problem, watching over our elder citizens, people with disabilities also. And we also have the issue of women have entered the labor force in greater numbers. So even if you have a family member who is willing and able to take care of a family member, like my sister's willing and able to take care of our mother, it came at a great cost. She spent many years trying to take care of my mother in the morning, run to do her job, come back at lunch, make sure everything was okay, go back and do her job, come back at night, make dinner, and anything about the housework in the evenings. And so she ended up retiring early.
That's a hamster wheel and a half that you're describing.
Oh, it was very stressful. And so she decided it was less stressful to just spend time with our mother. That would have been more emotionally satisfying to her. But sort of if you look at the opportunity cost, what she gave up in terms of earnings, Social Security, the average is if you retire in your 50s to care for a loved one, you're going to give up about $350,000 in lifetime earnings.
So when her time comes to be cared for, she's going to be at a disadvantage.
Yes, she won't have been able to save as much. So it's a problem, both in terms of family members and paid caregivers. And we can see it. I mean, it's obvious.
Here it is. So if you want to talk about solutions, if you could wave a magic economist wand and institute the kinds of changes that could address these problems, what should we do for today's seniors? Like, what could we be doing right now?
We're all getting older. Our parents are getting older. You're going to find yourself either trying to figure out how to care for an elderly relative or finding care for yourself. It's going to happen. So let's, as a society, figure out what can we do through the private sector and what can we do through the public sector to make it better. So think about companies' dependent care policies. In terms of public policy, let's think about our tax code. Can we make it more rewarding? Can we change the benefit levels in Medicaid and Medicare to pay people more while at the same time making it more affordable? It will cost us more in terms of Medicaid, Medicare expenditures, but maybe it will save us money in that fewer caregivers would qualify for food stamps and housing assistance, and at least our elders would be getting better, more reliable care because somebody's being paid well to do it. We could think about, we have visa programs to bring in workers for agriculture and for the hospitality industry. Why can't we do that for caregiving? Maybe a path to citizenship for getting a certain amount of training in caregiving, spending a certain amount of years, you know, earning credit that way. Why not?
You'd have highly motivated workforce coming in.
Get a highly motivated workforce with incentives to get trained and to improve and to stay and to contribute. And if we could somehow figure out how to change the gender stereotypes about caregiving, you know, currently about 75% of caregivers are women, if we could make that job, that occupation, more acceptable to men, well, there's another pool of labor that we could tap. But right now, if you, for example, you take a steel worker who's been doing very male-oriented work and say, I'm sorry, you're out of a job, here's another job taking care of these older people, it might be a real hard sell. A lot of men can't see themselves doing that kind of work. Is there some way we can change that to make it more valued, no matter your gender, that this work is valuable?
Patricia Smith is an economist with the University of Michigan, Dearborn. You'll find her piece, Why the Daunting Economics of Elder Care Are About to Get Much Worse, at theconversation.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.